Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We've been discussing the sugya of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. This is the third shiur. And Eid Echad is not Ne'eman B'Yischazek Yisura, because an Eid Echad, as we've been speaking about, is not believed to change what is known to us. He can make a din chadash. Doesn't mean that Chazak is stronger than Eid Echad, as we saw from the fact that in Rishus HaYachid, an Eid Echad can say that there is no tumma, whereas if there's just a cheskes tara that doesn't help in Rishus HaYachid, but an Eid Echad does, so you see that an Echad is stronger than a Chazaka. The reason an Eid Echad can't go against the Chazaka is because it's already his Chazik Yisura, so the Eid Echad is going against what we already know that he doesn't have the power to do. In any event, like I said, this is the third shiur we've saw in the flows in the first two, B'siyata Dishmaya. And now we are continuing again, and this is based on a shiur klali given by Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rosh Yeshivas Tells, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha Hashem Yinkom Damo. Rashi, in our sugya, Gittin Beis Amud Beis, Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim writes, Sharei Ha'emina Teura Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael Al HaFroshas Trume Ve'Al HaShchite Ve'Al Nikur HaGid Ve'HaChelev. How do you know that Eid Echad is Ne'eman B'Yisurim? Because the Torah HaKadosha believes everybody about what? That he was Mafrish Truma. Torah believes everybody that the Shechita was a Kasher Shechita. And the Torah believes everybody, what do you mean everybody? Even in Eid Echad, Al Nikur HaGid, the removal of the Gid Hanoshe. We're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanoshe, as is well known from the Torah. Not so many mitzvahs and Sefer Bereishis. That's one of them. And the Memela, Nikur Hagid, that the person's believed that he removed the Gid Hanoshe, and Chelev, that he removed the Chelev, the forbidden fats from the animal. Bechlal, fats aren't so good if you should stay away from fats. You should be around skinnies. So that's how you see that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. Rashi may be the makor, because everyone's believed on Hafreshes Truma Shechita Nikur Gid V'Chelev. And then later in the sugya, Rashi writes, Hocha is Chazik Yisura B'Hach Itzar. Right, the Gemara says, but here there's a Cheskes Isser. Here there's a Cheskes Isser by this woman. What's the Isser? Isser Eishes Ish. Umitevel v'shchita lo yigamrin an lo, ki da omar biyavomis, da hosim biyado l'saknon, v'fikach ne'eman lohoid aleihem. That you cannot derive, when there's a cheskas iser, you cannot derive that an Eid Echad is believed from tevel, from afreshes hatruma, and from shchita, because like we say in Yavomis 88a, there it's biyado l'saknon. What does it mean it's biyado l'saknon? He could fix it. He can make the shechita kosher, and he can be mafresh the truma. And therefore, ne'eman l'fichach ne'eman l'hoid aleim. Therefore, he's believed to testify about them. So why is he believed in tevel and shechita? Because it's biyado. So it's interesting that Rashi omits here the inyan of nikur hagid v'hachelev. So it's mashma from there. You can't learn that an Eid Echad is believed in Makom Cheskas Isser. Tevel and Shechita, an Eid Echad is believed in Makom Cheskas Isser because it's Biyada. But Rashi doesn't say that about Nikur Hagid V'Hachelev. Because it's Mashu and Rashi, from there you cannot learn that Eid Echad is believed in Makom Cheskas Isser. And therefore he doesn't say, ah, there it's Biyada. So what then is Pshat and Rashi? V'al Kein Sarach Loimar B'daitoi, Tilagabe Nikur Hagid Vehachelev Loi Mikri Yischazik Yisure. That when it comes to removing the Gid Hanoshe and the Chelev, that's not called a Cheskas Isser. And the reason is the Al Yideh Hagid Vehachelev. I just have to interject for a moment. And just, we were speaking in a previous year about Derech HaLimud. So one of the beautiful things about the Derech HaLimud of our times, the Tells and Brisk, etc., is the Chatira Lehavin Kol Davar, Lasbir Kol Davar, B'miuchad L'mshim Etshkop, to put everything into logic. What's the logical explanation of this? Instead of just saying that's what it says, and focusing on textual issues or starkel issues or halacha lemaisa issues. Not saying those aren't important, but just to understand this Sufra Shtein, this famous story of Chaim Britzker, he made a chakir and somebody said, L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina Sufra Shtein. Nafkamina, if you marry a woman, almanas, that the one side of the chakir is right as she married. In any event, so now let's go back to Rashi. Why is it that Nikor Hagid and Chela, first we made a diuk in the text, that Rashi omits Nikor Givah Chelev when trying to show that sometimes Eid Echad is Neman B'diz Chazik. So that's Givaldik. So we see that it wasn't included. Now we have to understand why. Tam Adover Dai De Hagid V'Achelev Loi Nase Iser Atzmi Al HaBasar. Because through the Gid and the Chelev, there is no independent Isser on the Basar. Umenias achiloso hu urak mishum taroibes hagid v'achelev shebo. And not eating it is only because there's a mixture of the Gid and the Chelev. But when an Eid Echad says there's no Chelev, that's not a, or no gid, that's not a dis neged hachazaka. Because there's no isser atzmi on the basar, there's no independent isser on the basar because of the gid and the chelev. One just doesn't eat it because it's mixed in there, but there's no isser on the meat. Second, you say it's not part of the meat, so that's not a dis neged hachazaka. It's not that the meat is muhzuk, that it's not kosher, because it has this mixture. No. The meat is something independent, and it's, if it happens to be connected to the gid and the chelev b'seder, so then you can't eat it. To separate the gid and the chelev, but somebody tells you it's separated, so it's, you can eat the meat, and that's not considered that the meat has a cheskas iser. And so is meduyak loshon Rashi, d'lo yischazek isura de chelev b'hachaticha isura gufa, that there's no cheskas iser of chelev in this chaticha of iser. That's in Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, the lowest Chazik Yisura, the beginning of Amud Beis. Those Chazik Yisura de Chelev, Beha Chaticha Yisura Gufa. In other words, this Chaticha Sisser doesn't have Chelev. Chelev is not part of this Chaticha Sisser. Is not part of this Chaticha. The lowest Chazik Yisura de Chelev, Beha Chaticha Yisura Gufa. Klomar, even though the basar is asr and muhzak b'tarish einu menukar, nevertheless, it's not called as chazik isur because there's no isur in the etzem achaticha. And according to the aid, there was no isur in this basar me'olam. Right? The second you present him with the basar and he says, no, this doesn't have any chalif. Before maybe it did, or any gid. Maybe before it did. But that didn't never answer the basar. The basar is still independently mutter. You're just not allowed to eat it because it's connected to something treif. But once it's separated, then the basar itself retains its original status of being good kosher basar. Los chazik isura de chelev, b'ha chaticha isura kufa. There's no cheskas isur of chelev in this chaticha of Isser itself. There's no Isser on the Chaticha. Chaticha itself is Heter. V'chein mashma mitesvis. Tesvis. Divur ha-maschil eid echod ne'amon b'yisuri. Tesvis writes, Perish ha-kuntris, Sha'arei ha-emina b'chulei,
Rashi should never have mentioned Hafrasha Struma
and shechita, because there he's believed, even though there is a cheskas iser, because it's biyado l'saknam. So it's muchach that from the other two, nikul hagit v'hachelev, there you can bring a raya that eid echad is neman. Rashi was incorrect in bringing from shechita and truma, but from chora, from nikra, gid, and chelev, if he was correct, there you can bring a raya that eid echad is neman, because there the reason of biyado doesn't apply, because he wants to be matir the entire chaticha. So what's biyado? How's he going to possibly be matir the entire chaticha? So why don't we say it's biyado that he can be matir the chaticha by removing the gid or the chelev? And the answer is because there was no, it's not called biyado because there was no cheskas iser on the etzem abasar. When it comes to shechita and truma, there's a cheskas iser. And the reason he's naman is because it's biyado. But when it comes to the nikra agid v'achelev, there's no cheskas iser because the chaticha itself was never aser. Now this din, the Nikar Gid V'Achelev, is not called as Chazek Yisur. We see also in the Taz in Yeridea 127.6, he's Tamean Rama, who says that Basar She'eno Menukar is included in Cheskas Yisura, and he says he's Neman. Because Biyadoi L'Sakein, and the Taz is Tamei, brings the Mordechai, which is the Makor of the Rama, and that wasn't mentioned. However, the Taz doesn't bring from Rashi and Tosfos Buchach Kidvarav. He wants to say that Nikar Agid V'Achelev is not called to Cheskas Iser. So we have a help for you, Morvein Rabbeinu Hataz. We have Rashi and Tosfos. And he also doesn't mention that Nikar Agid V'Achelev is not called Biyado. Because we said it's not called Biyado because Biyado is that something has a Cheskas Iser and you can fix it. But here it never has a Cheskas Iser because the meat itself is not. Is kosher. We don't consider it as a cheskas iser because it's connected to something not kosher. However, in the Nekudas HaKesef there he writes that chatichas basar, that's not menukar, is like tevel. That just like tevel, before tikuno it's kulo aser, and then when you're mafresh it's mutter. So too, chatichas shena menukar, it's b'chol the nikar, before the niku, it's all considered aser, it's chazik isur b'hai chaticha. Now, like we said, that there is a cheskas iser over here. The Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vov, Perek Hey, he writes that even though there's no Cheskas Iser here, nevertheless there is a Chazaka She'ena Menukeres. We don't say there's a Cheskas Iser, but there is a Chazaka that no Nikra was done. We find this in many places. For example, B'tikas Chometz. B'tikas Chometz, we say that the bias is B'cheskas She'enoi Boduk. We say that the house has a chazaka that it wasn't checked, even though there's no iser on the bias. So to here, there's no iser on the meat, but it's becheskas she'enam and ukeres. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is where hecha denoida shahaya kan nikul el she'en yadua im nase bekashus su like a chazaka zu kevin shekvar nase maise. אבל אין החינם כשאין ידעו אם נעשה ניקור אין לעיד אחד ליאס נאמן משום די יש כאן חזק כשאינו מנוקור. So let's say you know that ניקור was done, but you don't know if it was done properly. So now there's no more a חזקה, there's a ראיוס now in the חזקה, that it's בחזק, חזקס לא אינו מנוקרס. And so that's the נפקמינה, that it's בחזק כשאינו מנוקרס, but it's not a חזקס. We don't say it's a חזקס around the meat, we say it's חזק כשאינו מנוקרס. What's the נפקמינה? The נפקמינה is, if you know that ניקור was done, you just don't know it was done properly. So there's no longer a chazaka if because a maisa was done. If nikkur was done, it was probably done well because most people doing nikkur know how to do it. But if it wasn't done, then it has a chazaka shena menukeres. And if you don't know, then nikkur was done. And then an eid echa would not be naman because there's a chazaka shena menukar. That's in the Shemaitzah, Shemaitzah Vav Perek Hey. That again, that there's no Cheskas Isser, nevertheless there's a Chazaka She'eino Menukeres. And the Nafkamina would be, if you know Nikar was done, then it's okay, but if not, not. So that would mean that there would be a Cheskas Isser over here. An Eid Echa would not be Naaman if it's not known that Nikar was done, because there's a Cheskas Isser. But according to the Shmaitza, it's hard to understand. We have Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos hold that Nikar HaGidva Chelev is not considered a Cheskas Isser. It's not considered a Cheskas Isser, then Eid Echad would be believed. So Naaman B'chol Oifen, even Lo Yadu Shaya Kan Nikar. Even if we don't know that Nikar was done, but according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's not considered a Cheskas Isser. Shon Eina Echad should be believed. So based on what we explained earlier in the earlier shiur, that the Yesod of the Din of Ischazik Yisrael Lagabi Eidus is not because the Chazak is stronger than the Eidus of the Eid, but rather, Shekol Shemechadesh, Beidus Oshinu Mi Isul Lehete O Lehefech, Boi Eidus Shnei Eidim. That in order to change something, right, you want to change something. Something has a certain assumption, and you want to change that assumption. So one aid is not enough to change that assumption. So based on that, we can explain Rashi and Tosfos. That this is Shayach only b'chazok al guf ha-boso. K'goin k'mo kashchus u'paslus v'chadoyme. Avo chazok ha-sheinu menukeros v'chagavne. Av shiyesh ladin chazok ha-be'almo. Mikol mokom ein shayich loymar shetamoid keneged eidus ha-eid. Ki be'emes ein koyach l'chazok ha-achruya neged ne'amonis beirur eidus. V'kan bo be'eidus ha-rak l'varr she'ein be'bosol ze dobar osu. Aval einoi mishane etzem ha-bosor mi'isr le-heter. Ve'eidus kazu, hi kishar eduyois, ve'eid echod ne'amon bo. U'memele ein la'esor mitam cheskaseinu menukar. Shalach reidusin is bara safik vein mokum leser machmas hachazaka, kamo shebi'alnu. That for this reason, it's only shayach. That what reason? That what do we say? We say that when it comes to one aid does not have the power to change what we know to be true, or change an assumption. That's why one aid doesn't have the power to do. That's why one aid can't be made against the chazaka, because he can't be made against something that we're assuming. He can't be mishane beidus on miyisrael had to listen for that. You need two aid. So that's only the guf habasar, that the basar is kosher or pasul. So if there's a chazaka in the guf habasar, he can't change what we already know or assume. But a chazaka she'ena menukeres and something similar to that, even though it could have a din of chazaka, it could have a din of cheskas iser, it could have a din of chazaka she'ena menukeres. However, you can't say that it withstands the eidus of the eid, because the chazaka doesn't have the koach to be machriya against the ne'amanus, against the believability of the clarification of eidus. And here, the eidus is only coming to say that this basar doesn't have a davar aser. But it's not changing the basar mi'isr l'heter. It's not changing anything about the basar. In other words, the question is, can you eat this basar or not? Did we ever assume that this guf ha-basar was us or no? Maybe you couldn't eat it because it was chazak ha-sheinu menukeres. But the guf ha-basar, you could eat. The guf ha-basar we never assumed was usr. Because that's the chilek that we're making between the guf ha-basar and something external. There's something external that's stopping you from eating it, the possibility of the gid. But if he comes and tells you that there's no gid there, Then you can eat the basar, because the basar we never assumed was not kosher in the first place. There was just an impediment. There was this external impediment. But the second he tells you there is no impediment, you can eat it. After his edus, it's mispar, there is no suffix. He can't change what we already know to be true, that if from iser to heter, from heter to iser. But here that's not what he's doing. He's just telling you there's no suffix. There's no more git connected. So again, since the meat itself is kosher, the aid is believed to say that it was it. That it's menukar, and that you can eat the meat, and it's not against the cheskas iser, because the meat was never usser in the first place. He's not changing the meat from iser to heter, from heter to iser. He's just saying there's no suffix here. There's no reason to be concerned. There's no more git connected. Therefore, eid echad is neman. So we spoke in the first shiur about edus bedavar shebe'erva, according to those shitas that are mechalik between ischazek isura or not. That if there's no cheskes iser, an ed is believed bedavar shebe'erva. If there's no cheskes iser, an eid is believed. Just if it's chazik isura, he's not believed. We saw the Ran of the Ma'arik that an eid echad is believed, even darvish haberva, as long as there's no cheskas iser. So it's also mistaber that it's not totally b'din chazaka de alma, that a chazaka is stronger than edus. But rather it's because we have to be mechalik between edus b'mokom chazaka and edus without a chazaka. Like we explained in an erech b'isurim, that he's not believed against a chazaka. In other words, in principle, erech is stronger than a chazaka, but he can't go against the chazaka because he can't change what's known to us. So if we know that there's a cheskes iser on this erva, and the Eid Echad is not believed, that she's an error, the Eid Echad is not believed. So we already proved this earlier. And we can bring a Rayel in Dabar Shebe Erva, that it's not Mistaber at all, they Mistaber Klal, that the Achuav, the Chazak, is going to be stand neged the Nemanus of the Eid. It's going to withstand the Nemanus of the Eid. Because according to the Shittas that hold, Shebechol HaYisurim Eid Echad Neman Afilu Keneged Chazaka, V'rak B'davar Shebe Erva, Ish hefresh ben ischazek ulo. According to those opinions that hold, that b'chol ha'isurim eid echad is neman, even against the chazaka, and only davar shebe erva, there's a difference between whether or not there's a chazaka. But in other isurim, an eid echad is believed against the chazaka. Just when it comes to davar shebe erva, we're mechalik between ischazek or not. So it must be that Eid Echad is better than a Chazaka. That's why in other Isurim Eid Echad beats a Chazaka. That's why he's Naman Bisurim Afid is Chazik. And if so, why by Davar Shebe Erva is the Chazaka going to be storing it to be Machri against the Eid? Eid Echad is Naman B'Davar Shebe Erva if there's no Cheska Sisser. So what is the Chazaka going to add? Chazaka is weaker than Eid Echad. So how's it shaykh to be mitzarev inyan chumras davar shebe erva im koya chazaka hamisnagid leid? Hare chazaka yisoy dinu mechlal achoras ha-safek. Davar shebe erva yisoy dinu ha-mach maschoy megufa iser. Vein letzarfim zela ze klal. Yish po davar muzar, yish po eze tzemed muzar, eze shiluv muzar, eze telkovet, harkava muzaret, telkovet muzaret, muzara. That what? What are we saying over here? That an Eid Echad is believed, according to some Shitas, even if there's a Cheskas Iser. By Yisurim, an Eid Echad is believed if there's a Cheskas Iser. So why then is an Eid Echad not believed when it comes to Davar Shebe Erva? if there's a cheska sister. Davashiba, the problem is chomer inyan. It's very, very severe. And what's the idea of a suffik? The idea of a suffik, what's the idea of a chazaka? It's machriya the suffik. So how can you put the two together? If it's there's a chazaka by davashiba erva, so that's going to overcome the eid echad. Now, but these are two completely separate things. Eid echad is better than is stronger than a chazaka because it's like we saw. The sheet is that it beats the Pecheska sister, it beats the Chazaka. So why then when the Chazaka makes a shidduch with the Davar Shebe'erva Pitom, you can't follow the Eid Echad? Chazaka and Erva are two completely different things. Chazaka is a Koach Achra, and Erva is Chomer Iser. And why would the two gather to join together to beat the eight? Two separate things complete, it's kalayim. So therefore, Bal Korchenu Muchoch, Yatam Lahachmer Yitzchazik Yisur, Heinu Machmas Shechazoka Neged Eid. It's not because the Chazak is against the eight, it's because of the Guf Eidus. Because Eidus against the Matzav HaMuchzak needs two Eidim. One Eid is a Nema. And therefore we can say that even if he's Nema and Bishar is Surim, if he's Paul Beidus Shinudim Beisra Erva Chamura, there you need Eidus of two Eidim. In other words, one aid can't, in order to change a halacha, in order to change a status that we have, an assumption that we have, Meisra Leheter, you need to, one's not going to be enough. So one can argue then that when it comes to regular Isurim, which are less Chamor. So there, the Eid Echad, we'll be willing to change our assumption for the Eid Echad. We have an assumption of Isur. The Eid Echad says Heter. So shine, let it be Heter. However, when the Chazaka joins up with Erva, so Erva is very severe. Since Erev is very severe and it also has a chazaka, so there we say to the Eid Echad, you can't change what we already know, what we already assume. We're assuming that this woman is Aser. And we have a chazaka to back it up. So you want us to change our assumption because of Eid Echad? That we're not going to do. To change our assumption because of when it comes to Iser, which is less chamor, that we'll do. But to change our assumption when it comes to something more chamor, that we won't do. So originally we had asked that Chazaka and Erva are two completely different things. How can you say an Eid Echad doesn't beat it? No. They're not complete, two completely different things. An Eid Echad, the Yesodas and Eid Echad can't change our assumptions. So maybe that's only if it's something so chamer like that's what a Chazaka does. When you say that an Eid Echad against the Chazaka means an Eid Echad can't beat a Chazaka because that would mean that it's changing our assumptions. So then you could argue that we only won't change our assumption when it comes to Erva. When it comes to Isser, we will. So that's why Eid Echad is Naman. According to those sheets, it's Neged Cheskas Isser, but not Neged Cheskas Erva. Because Cheskas Erva is more Chamor. And we're not going to change our assumptions because of the testimony of the Eid. For that, you need two Eidim. We have a very important stira in the Ran to talk about. I love stiras in the Ran, not because I want the Ran to contradict himself, but because when you get to an answer, it's just Lahud Maisar of Simcha. It's Shmeicheldik, Simchadik. So Merav Rabbeisai, we still have a lot to talk about. B'siyata D'shmaya, God is so good to us. I have no words. And now we are going to continue our discussion of the life of, this is the third shir, so in the first two we already talked about, but now we're just going further in his biography based on the an article by the late great Dr. Hillel Zeidman, who has his sefer called Ishim Shehikalti, and this article is also published in the Ela Ezkera, which is a multi-volume, I think 7 volumes on the tzaddikim who were killed in the Holocaust. Od b'chaye aviv, like we said, that's how we concluded the previous discussion. Already in 1921, his father was nifter in 29. Already in 21, he was appointed Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. He's only 30 years old. And then he was in this position for over 20 years. And for the first part, it was with his father and also the other Rosh Yeshiva, the late great Reb Chaim Telzer, Reb Chaim Rabinovitz, Reb Chaim Telzer. הוא קיבל מאביו ומתיקי המחנכים את המסורת בסדר הלימוד ושיטת חינוך רבנים. סדר ושיטה כאלה אינם נוצרים מיני ובי. הם נמסרים מדור לדור, ממנהיג למנהיג. הם התפתחות של מאות בשנים. הם צורכים על קרקע פורה, שהוכשרה על ידי כמה חורשים ברגבי הרוח, ושורשיהם נעוצים במעמקי היצירה התורנית, מקדמונים וקדמוני קדמונים. יש המסתפקים בשמירה על הקיים, על אשר נוצר מקודם, וגם זה הישג ענקי הוא, לבלי לבזבז אף קורטוב מן המורשה העשירה. ויש אנשי מעלה מוכשרים להוסיף נופך משלהם בלי לנגוע בירושה הקיימת. רב אברהם יצחק בלוך זכה וזיקה בשני הסוגים האלה גם יחד. הוא שמר קהל בבת עינו על המורשה, וגם הכניס נימה משל, like we spoke about in the previous year, he not only preserved what he had received, the tradition, the Telzer tradition, but he also added to it, he amplified it. היו קווים מקוריים אחדים בפעולתו. He had his own original hue, which enhanced the already existing tradition, the extant tradition. אבל הקו הבולט ביותר והחידוש הנועז ביותר היה לימוד פילוסופיה דתית. הסביר פעם אחת רב אברהם יצחק, ואני מצטט, האמונה האיתנה ביותר היא אמונה פשוטה בתכלית הפשטות. אבל אם הקדוש ברוך הוא חונן אדם בדעת מיוחדת, בכושר מחשבה, בעמקות רעיון, שומה עליו לשעבד את מתנות אלוהים אלה, לעבודת השם משמע, להעמיק ולחזק את אמונתו ועבודת השם על ידי התעמקות בהם. שעה ואיפה ראש הישיבה טלז מלוך אופניים מאוצר המחשבה של היהדות, והכניס פילוסופיה דתית וגם הרבה קבלה לא רק בלימוד בלבד, אלא כמגמה מקיפה ואופפת את הלימודים בכללם ואת שיטתם. It was a more, it was a far-reaching approach. It wasn't just something specific that was studied, but it was an entire attitude of how to look at the world that he impressed upon his Talmidim, and he taught them a very, very broad perspective. בעת ובעונה אחת עם החפירה בעומק, פעל גם למען התפשטות ברוחב, יחד עם התפתחות הרוחנית, בסגסוג חומרי, והוכבו בענייני הישיבה, אף הפי שגם השיגים החומרים לא קלים היו, ובאו כתוצאה של מאמצים על אנושיים, להתגבר על המשברים הכספיים שאימו פעמים אחדות על קיומה של הישיבה. Amazing, we're talking about how financially trapped they were, and how they were in danger of closing. We're talking the 20s, the 30s, and Baruch Hashem. Here we are, 100 years plus later, and the yeshiva is still going. Baruch Hashem, it's going in Cleveland, it's going in Chicago, it's going in Riverdale. Telz continues. They try to start Telz here in Eretz Yisrael. Telz Stone, that's Telz, right? And then Stone is Irving Stone of the famous Stone Chumash. It's a great gvir and Baal Tzedakah. So that was the plan, but then Rav Sarutzkin was nifter, and Rav Gifter was told by the Gedolim to go back to America. And he was never the same man. He really loved Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. But Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva continues. Not without bumps on the way, but Baruch Hashem. באותה שנה, בנתמנה רבי אברהם יצחק בלוך לראש הישיבה, נוצד על ידה כולל הבריחים. בו השתלמו טובי התלמידים בש"ס ופוסקים, בשקידה והתמדה. מכל זה יצאו רבנים, מורים ומדריכים של אנשי שם בעולם היהודי הגדול, והם גם הביאו לכל פינה יהודית את שמה של טלז. תלמידים נערו לישיבה עצמה גם מחוץ לגבולות, אף מארצות רבות באירופה המערבית ומארצות הברית. Right, we know numerous people learn in Telz from America, just like Rav Gifter is one example. Somebody went to Telz. בבת כולל אברכים שהיווה כעין גג מפואר לבניין הרוחני של ישיבת טלז, הוקמה גם ישיבה מכינה שהייתה כעין יסוד לה, כי בה קיבלו את חינוכם תלמידים בגיל צעיר יותר, וכך היה בניין שלם ומושלם, מן המסד עד ועד התפחות. בשנת תפרש פי זיין, we're talking 1927, there was a special home building built for the Kol Avreichim. In 1933, the Mechina was built, the high school for younger boys. So they needed more manpower, more personnel. So Avram Yitzchak invited his two brothers to join him in the Hanhala, Reb Zalman and Reb Eliyahu Meir, and his two brother-in-laws, Reb Chaim Mordechai Katz and Reb Avner Uklyansky. 1930, Rav Bloch is Nifter, 30 or 31, or 29. Sometimes I see the years when in different sources, it's not always exactly the same, a year off. All right, lo nora. Nitmana l'malei mekomo b'shtei kunot gam yachad, so his father's Nifter, 1929, 1930, and he is appointed both to be the Rav, the Shtot Rav, the Rav of the city, and the Rosh Yeshiva. In the Hesped, Reb Zalman said for his father, he was merames that the rabbinate belongs to his brother, his younger brother, because he was his father's right-hand man in running the rabbanis in the yeshiva, and he was very, very gifted. So the two brothers, Reb Zalman was the older brother of Eliyahu Meir, who was saved, Baruch Hashem. He went to Cleveland. He was the younger brother. I believe Reb Eliyahu Meir has a son, who is still with us, a very great Talmud Chacham, written many Sfarim, a number of Sfarim, I say many, but you know, there's a quality and quantity, and his Sfarim are of a very high quality. I don't know how many he's written, but I think his name is Rav Zalman. I think he was living in Muncie in Lakewood, not exactly sure. But I understood he's the son of Rav Eliyahu Meir. So they related, Rav Eliyahu Meir and Rav Zalman related to Rav Avraham Yitzchak with great haratzah, great respect for him, reverence, and they were makabel his anhag of the yeshiva. It was a wonderful show of solidarity and brotherhood and working together as a team, each one in their own area. So it was rare that the Rosh Yeshiva was also the Shtot Rav, the Rav of the city. But here, that's what he was. So he was very involved with the community and also with the Yeshiva, giving the Shiurim. Rabbanei Telz hayu lo rak gdolim b'Torah, ela gam chachamim, bikim b'havayot ha'olam, pikchim, mumchim b'havanat ha'nefesh. Mumchim b'chokhmat ha'nefesh. Mesupar al Shmuel ששבילי רקיה, היו נהירים לה כשבילי דנהרדה. משמע ששבילי דנהרדה היו נהירים לה. It says that Shmuel knew the pathways of Nahardah, like he knew the pathways of the sky. So Mashmi knew the pathways of Nahardah. And he was involved with the people. Like the story goes of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he can ask him what train to take anywhere. He had the train schedule memorized. So anybody could ask him. He knew the Shvilei HaRakavot. If that story is true, makes sense. It's the type of thing he would do to help people. So he also knew the streets of Telz, Rav Avraham Yitzchak. He knew what was going on. And obviously we're talking about Jews here, so there are many, many different opinions. And he was able to tolerate all of them and make peace. כיוון שהכיר את מציאות החיים גילה הבנה לכל דעות, גם לדעות מנוגדות של בני אדם. היה מצויד במידה מרובה של סבלנות ותודות לכך איכה קרעים והשכין שלום. אולם כשהדבר נגע ביסודות, הדת לא ידע פשרה. והתקומם נגד כל חתירה תחת אישיות, פרלית שצי אושיות, רוח היהדות בכל שיעור קומתו. קומה הייתה לו טבעית, הנובעת מרגש כבוד עצמי, ללא ענוותנות מאוסה והכנעה מלאכותית. כמור כשני אחיו, בייחוד הציר של הלל ימר, שהיה הפיר ביותר בחיים הציבוריים ומורה בהם. And so he was very, he knew how to make peace, but when it came to the foundations of religion, there he didn't know any compromise. There's no compromising on being a Jew and being a faithful Jew. הם היו כולם אנשי סדר ומשטר. ליבם ודעתם לגדולות ונצורות, אך לא זלזלו גם בפחים קטנים. סגולותיהם ושאיפותיהם השונות והמגוונות של בני משפחת בית הרב לא שימשו. בערבוביה, אלה היו מסודרות למופת. כל אחת במקומה ובשעתה לא בזבזו את זמנם, אך גם נסערו מפני בזיזות. חוט של חן היה נסוך על התנהגותו של רב אברהם יצחק. דבריו בנחת נשמעו, דברים שקולים, מחושבים ומתונים. כשם שטיפל בהשתלמותם הרוחנית של תלמידיו, כן דאג לצורכיהם החומריים, השתדל למלא כל מחסורם לספק צורכיהם. So he was interested not only in his Talmidim's Gashmias, but also in the Ruchnias of his Talmidim. He would speak pleasantly, he would speak with balance, he was well thought out, and he was very noble, very distinguished, respectable. They say that Rav Yosef Meir, the father, that even when there was no food to eat, but he would still have the china out. That we spoke about Rizhin. It would still look chashev, even if they couldn't afford, but they wanted to present the malchus. Tells was malchus. רתם את עצמו גם בעול המשק הכספי של הישיבה, יחד עם אחיו רבי אלימאיר ובבוא ימי מצוקה כספית, כיתת את רגליו למרחקים, על מנת לגייס את האמצעים להחזקתה. בתרפ"ח סייר על פני ארצות הברית, וביקר באפריקה הדרומית, so we're talking 1928, goes to America, goes to South Africa, in South Africa there are a lot of Lithuanians and Telzers, and to this day these South Africa is such a community that's so positive towards Yiddishkeit. So they're descendants of a lot of Lithuanian Jews who emigrated. ותודות למאמציו הרבים ופעילותו הנמרצת של אחיו רבי אלימאיר, ששאפו באמריקה בשנת תפריש צדי, עלה בידם לבסס גם מובן החומרי את הישיבה, לבנות בניינים חדשים ורוחים למוסדות התורה. וכל נעשתה טלס למרכז לימוד התורה ושחרור למידות, ורב יצחק בלוך הראש והראשון במרכז זה. It's interesting how Kodesh Baruch Hu prepared America. America first supported the yeshivas in Europe and the poor people in Eretz Yisrael. And then after the Holocaust, America supported Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivas were built with the help of a lot of funds that came from American gevurim, American Canadian. כאשר עונף גרזן הגרמנים הארורים על עם ישראל, שתו מקובעת התרעלה, עד תומה גם הרבם יצחק בלוך, בני משפחתו ותלמידיו. מיום היווסדה בשנת 1875 חינכה ישיבת טלס במשך 65 שנים. דורות של רבנים ורועי העדות, מורים ועסקנים אשר נשאו את לפיד התורה שקיבלו מרבותיהם, והאירו בו את חשכת הגאולה היהודית. עד שבו הגרמנים ימח שמם, קברו את האורות, הוציאו את הלפיד מידי נושאיו והשמידום. קדמו לשואה שהעמידו הנאצים הנגיסות מצד הקומוניסטים. בשנת 1940 סיפחה ממשלת רוסיה הסובייטית את ברית המועצות, את מדינת ליטא, ומיד הסתערו הקומוניסטים על מבצר היהדות, על הישיבות, כדי לחסלן. So we suffered, before the Nazis, we suffered from the communists. 1940, Russia annexes Lithuania to the Soviet Union. Baruch Hashem, no more Soviet Union. The former Soviet Union. They're still causing trouble in the world, but no more communism, at least not there. And they obviously, now they're getting some power, so they want to liquidate the yeshivas. Rachmana Litzlan. ומעטלות שונות החרימו את בני הישיבות ופיזרו את תלמידי המחפת על התמוז תשם ביולי 1940, פקדו הקומוניסטים בתלז את ראשי המטיפתא, לעזוב את הישיבות ולהעמידן לרשות השלטונות האדומים, הזקוקים להם כפי שנמקו את פקודותיהם, לקסר קטינים לצבא האדום. So they taking the yeshiva buildings away. 1940, and they said, we need them for our own, for the Red Army. ומחרת יצאו ראשי ישיבות ותלמידים בבכי, מר מן הישיבה ונשא מידיהם את הספרים בארון הקודש עם ספרי התורה. בליבות נשברים, נכבדו מן הבניינים שספקו את כל התורה ימים ולילות. אולם לא נפרדו מלימוד התורה, הם התפזרו בבתי מדרשות ובתי כנסיות שבעיר, והמשיכו שם לימודיהם. גם הרב שהחל להציג חדי בטנם, בשל סגירת מטבח הישיבה, לא הטרידו אותם ממשנתם. בגיעה עונת הפסח, בזמן שהתלמידים נוסעים כרגיל לבתים ולביתם לימי החג, גזר השלטון הסובייטי על תושבי תלז לבר יסגיר עוד חדרים לתלמידי הישיבה בשובם. ושוב מתוך נימוק שהחדרים יהיו דרושים לחסון חיילי הצבא האדום. So now the boys have nowhere to learn, nowhere to go. So they just find base medrashes, base kinesises around town. They learn there's no more kitchen, the yeshiva has no more kitchen. Boys are hungry. They go home for Pesach. And then the communists say, no more renting out rooms to the yeshiva bachrim. It's needed for the Red Army again. Always excuses just to destroy Torah. הנהלת הישיבה לא קיבלה עליה בהכנה דין קטלני זה. רבי אברהם יצחק בלוך קרא לתייעצות ההנהלה עם נציגי התלמידים והוחלט לפזר את הישיבה לחמישה מקומות ולחלק את תלמידיה בין חמש ערים. Tells, Trishik, Yiluk, פופליאן ושדלבה. מקומות מושבותיהם החדשים נועלו הישיבות הידי הוותיקים והמצוינים שבתלמידים, ועבר ברברם יצחק וראשי ישיבה אחרים עברו את על פני העיירות הללו, בזו אחר זו להגיד שיעורים ולהדריך. עבודה זו כבר לא יכלה לעשות בפומבי לעיני כל. הכרח היה לרדת למחתרת ולמוד מתוך סיכון רב, אבל רבי אברהם יצחק עוזריו ותלמידיו לא נרתעו מפני הסכנות. אחיו רב זלמן יסור רב אבנר אוקליאנסקי, וחברים אחרים של ההנהלה עמדו לצידו, הביאו לו לעזר. לאחר שרב אליהו מאיר בלוך ורוחם מרדכי כץ יצאו, לפי החלטת ההנהלה לארצות הברית, that saved their life. So they're trying to remain alive and keep learning Torah despite the dangers. And they send the brothers, the brother and brother-in-law, רב אליהו מאיר, רוחם מרדכי כץ, send to America, raise money. וכך המשיך הישיבה טלס בפעולתה בחמישה סניפים, כשהיא מפוררת ומפוזרת, בחשאי ובהסתר מן העיניים הבולשות של המתנכלים, לרוח ישראל סבא, עד אשר פלשו הנאצים לליטא יוני 1941, באחיזה מלחמה בני בריתה מאתנול הסובייטים, we all know the story, that they made an agreement, the Nazis and the Russians, and then the Nazis broke the agreement, and they invade Lithuania, June 1941, and they declare war on the Soviets and the Russians. כניסת הגרמנים לליטא התיר את רצועת הרשעים המקומיים. So now what do you have? You have the Nazis, you have the communists, the Russians, and then you have the locals, and they all have in common that they hate Jews. ובחבזיים בסיוון תפשן א' התנפלו בריוני המקום היהודי תלז, חמסו ושדו את רבושם ועשו בהם הרג רב. אך היום מזה היה הרג בחף תמוז, תפשן א', כאשר באכזריות רבה הומתו על ידי פראי אדם כל יהודי טלס, בינויים וייסורים שאין לתארם במילים, ומתוכם רב העיר וראש הישיבה רב רם יצחק בלוך, מבני משפחתו ותלמידיו. יחד איתו נהרגו אשתו ובניו, אחיו רב זלמן, איסור רב אבא לוקיאנסקי, ביקור בית הרב נשארו לפליטה, אחיו של רבי אברהם יצחק, רב אליהו מאיר וגיסו רב חיים מרדכי כץ, אשר יצאו מליטא באלו תפשין, וכן ילידים רבים על פני רוסיה ויפן, הגיעו לחוף מבטחים לאמריקה, ויסדו ב-28 באוקטובר 1941, עם פליטי תלמידי ים כיכרין, ועם בחורים האחרים ישיבה גדולה בקליבלנד, שהייתה במוצאת הזמן לאחד ממוסדות התורה הגדולים ביותר בארצות הברית, בו נשמרת ונמשכת מסורתה של טלז. שתיים מבנותיו של רב אברהם יצחק בלוך נשארו בחיים, אולם בית הרב בטלז, הרוב המכריע של המשפחה המיוחסת והמפוארת והמסועפת, שנמצאו בה תורה וגדולה במקום אחד, נהרס ונשמד בשואה יחד עם כל בית ישראל באירופה. So it's important to mention this horrific pogrom that happened on the 20th of Tammuz in 1941, where Rav Bloch, Rav Avram Yitzchak, was killed and all the people of the town. If you have a computer, you can read more about it. There's an article in Mishpacha magazine, August 31st, 2021, the last Ne'ilan tells at the various women, their recollections, just heartrending. And Yei Zichron Baruch. So, Yitz Hashem, we will continue this year talking about Eid Echad, the Shir of Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, Eid Echad Neged Cheskas Yisser, and hopefully we'll continue talking about the history, the biography, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, it should be a Ilui Neshama for Rav Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, and it should be an Ilui Neshama for us. Hashem. Thank you so much for listening.